Welcome to the N1 podcast, where you'll get an inside look at stories from the Clemson MBA team,
as well as entrepreneurs and innovators from Greenville, South Carolina, and beyond.
Brought to you by the Pfeiffer Innovation Hub at the Clemson University MBA program.
Welcome to N1. This is Jamie Patterson coming to you not from the Pfeiffer Innovation Hub, but I'm actually coming to you from my home office right now. Obviously, this is an unprecedented time. We are adapting to a new world of work and a new way of connecting with each other. And so we really wanted to keep these N1 podcasts going because I feel like there's a lot of really good things happening with people coming together during this time in our community. And I've always been so proud to be a part of the Greenville business community. And I have two special guests with me who are also in their home offices. Well, not one of them, actually. One of them is in their real office. Tommy Tomlinson is here. You all have met Tommy in a previous podcast. He's a branch manager and assistant vice president at Coastal Carolina National Bank. So Tommy, thanks for being with us again. And then I want to introduce you all to Alex Nolman, who is joining us. And he is also a Clemson MBA alum. And Alex, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm going to throw it 2017?
Yeah, August 2017.
Look at me remembering things. Yeah. I'll tell you what, I was always good at history. I can remember a date. So Alex is one of our alums and he works for Southern Tide. But Tommy and Alex have come together to do something really, really cool to support the Greenville business community. So we're going to talk about their new initiative called Greenville Strong in just a minute. But before we get started and before we dive into Greenville Strong, I just want to check in on you both. How are you doing? How are you holding up? What have you been up to and how have you been managing this whole pandemic? Tommy, you want to get us started?
Sure, yes. Thanks again for having us. Yeah, it's definitely been a little bit different over the last couple months. Especially, you know, at work, you know, we've been drive-through only for about a month now, which is a small business with the PPP program, and banks being, swallowed up by applications there. So, we continue to keep our heads up, a positive attitude. Our clients expect, our small business owner clients expect. And so that's what we're here for. We're here for them. So it's, you know, it's times like this that we, you know, we have to come together and keep our heads up and find ways to, continue motivation and support and do what we can. And if that means just staying at home, then hey, just stay at home. So outside of a little cabin fever on the weekends, all is going pretty well. Can't complain.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. Alex, how about you?
It's going well. Trying to stay busy. We've got some house projects that I'm working on. I'm actually on furlough for the next 3 weeks. So just been working on home stuff. But other than that, it's kind of a nice forced break. But, you know, it's kind of echoing the sentiments that Tommy, that, you know, said just a few minutes ago. You know, this is a time for Southern Tide when we can come together and work with some of our smaller retail partners because they're going to be facing an ongoing effect of this. So whatever we can do to help them, you know, we're staying pretty busy, you know, keeping up to date with how their business is doing and what they need from us. So staying busy on two fronts, but definitely we'll be ready to get back into the full swing of work and get out of the house a little bit. It's nice for the first week.
Absolutely. So in terms of work, I mean, obviously you said you've been furloughed for 3 weeks, but what has the new kind of way of working with your team for the past couple of weeks been like, this new kind of remote culture that we've been diving into? And of course, then I'm going to throw it to you, Tommy, from your standpoint of Have you been busier or less busy? So what is everything looking like on both of your business standpoints?
It's definitely different. I think I'm staying, or I was staying, equally busy as before. I think it's maybe spread out a little bit more throughout the day. It's, you get it in pockets. But from a standpoint of kind of the connectivity of it, there are so many tools out there that make it so easy to connect with people regardless of where you are. There really hasn't been any sort of issue kind of with that continuity, the, you know, business continuity. So I think it's just the change has been that it's spread out in pockets throughout the day. You know, you don't have a commute, so
yeah,
your morning kind of frees up a little bit. And then, yeah, but that also means on the back end, there's some work that's probably done after 5:30, 6:30, because you're just kind of in your home office.
Sure. Yeah, I've noticed that too. 7 a.m., I'm in, right? Yeah. And I'm still in it after 7 p.m. because, again, it's just on and there, and you want to support. And I'll say Zoom and WebEx have been amazing to be able to still see people and connect with people in that way. And I am one to probably put off trying and using new technology for as long as I possibly can. So the fact that we really didn't have a choice and had to jump into it, it's been an amazing shift. I know for a lot of people, and getting used to and comfortable with this type of technology going forward. And it'll be interesting to see, you know, studies down the road of how this really changed the world of work. So, you know, from an academic standpoint, I'm definitely interested in what that's going to look like. So Tommy, how about you?
I would say that while from a transactional level, we have definitely fallen off a little bit with a lot of our main clients being restaurant owners, you know, that come and make daily deposits or every other day, the volume there has significantly dropped. But from a production standpoint, from things to do in the office, we've definitely maintained a steady flow of business. As a matter of fact, from a consumer loan volume standpoint, I've definitely actually seen an increase. And I think that may have something to do with people being home and kind of saying, well, if there was ever a time to knock out some of these projects, you know, now might be the time to do it, especially with the Fed funds rate being, you know, at a 3.5, you know, was significantly lower. I think right now it's 3.25. So people are doing home equity lines of credit and taking the opportunity to do projects at home. And I think that's kind of inspiring in and of itself to show that you can still be productive even when you're at home. I mean, you got people working from home. And then when you don't have people that have work, they're finding other things to do. So, and then obviously the PPP application program through the SBA has kept us, you know, constantly in touch with our small business borrowers, constantly funneling through our portals, guiding them through the application process and trying to put their minds at ease to know that, you know, there's a certain piece to the pie and everybody's trying to get their hands on it, and rightfully so. So it's definitely a wild time. I definitely would say that if anything, the level of work has increased.
Yeah, because you have people like Alex at home doing projects, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, look no further.
I know, right? Right? There you go. There's your answer. Well, I want to dive into Greenville Strong, because I think what you guys have come up with and what you're doing to give back to the community is amazing. And if you all remember, Tommy is no stranger to being involved with starting different types of charities or ways to give back to the community. If you recall from our podcast with him a few months ago, he put on a 5K race a few years ago in Greenville to support Habitat for Humanity, as well as Meals on Wheels, right?
Yep, that's right.
Okay. Yeah, and the only reason that that serves such a big, not the only reason, but we joke that I won my age group in that 5K. Remember that?
Medal for that, right?
I still have them. I think I actually have it here in my office. I'm not kidding. So I'll have to try and find it before we log off today. But anyway, all jokes aside, both Tommy and Alex have been super involved in the community and have done some really great things and decided to come together to start this Greenville Strong. And it's the concept is you buy a shirt and you give a meal. So do you want to explain how this concept came to be and exactly what you're doing with it?
About 2 weeks. Well, I would say probably the first week of April, we really kind of started to draft this idea of, you know, we had seen some businesses come together and put out, you know, ideas for ways of giving back to the community. And we knew that individuals in Greenville, with it being a give back town, were doing things on their own, again, even if that just meant staying home to save lives. So, but all that to say, you know, being in the banking industry for one, I'm blessed to have work, but at the same time, definitely see the faces of those people who are coming, who are small business owners, and hearing the stories of how businesses are, you know, falling apart because they're either having to shut down or the, you know, the clientele isn't there to support them. So I called Alex and we drafted up an idea of what we could do to really come together and show support from the people that live here in this town and anyone outside of it, frankly. So Dapper Inc., Matt Moreau, Jennifer Moreau, they are friends of ours, and they started Dapper Inc. 11 years ago, and it's been homegrown here in Greenville. And I know they've seen the struggles from COVID-19, and they were, when we pitched this idea of Greenville Strong to them, they not only took it, but they also were, you know, not only willing to work with us, but they were willing to work with us on the level of flipping around a shirt within 24 hours and getting us that design, which we think is just, it's just perfect with the heart right over Greenville and the state of South Carolina and the feeding the front lines. And that's what our goal is to say, hey, if we have a way to support Dapper Inc., they contribute $10 of every shirt and we can take that and use it and spend it on local restaurants here in Greenville and go get box lunches to take to the hospital systems for those that are working those front lines and saving lives. I mean, me personally, and I know Alex as well, we kind of were like, you know, we've been ordering takeout to show our support. Mm-hmm. End of the day, we were like, well, what would you rather do? Spend $15 on takeout for yourself or spend $25, buy a shirt and know that $10 of that is going to go buy a box lunch to feed from a local restaurant to feed a hospital medical professional.
Yeah. And so you take a single transactional, you know, kind of support and turn it into supporting three unique groups, all local to the community, and that the trickle down effect and how that spreads is really cool.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. When I first heard about this idea, I thought it was amazing because, again, you know, these local restaurants, you get to know these families. And it's like they become, I mean, I don't know if I go, I definitely am a creature of habit and I have my favorites and you just get to know everyone that works there and they have been struggling. So the fact that this is supporting some of our local friends in restaurants, but then going to the people that are really doing the frontline work and trying to keep us all safe and keep us all healthy is just the icing on the cake for me.
Yeah, and it comes down to it, those people, you know, those medical professionals and the hospitals are the ones that are putting themselves in a tremendous amount of risk to try to help everybody else stay out of harm's way. So every little bit that we can do to support them and take one less worry.
The Clemson University MBA program is home to full and part-time corporate and entrepreneurship degree programs, a part-time business analytics program, and the new online MBA. Learn more at www.clemson.edu/MBA.
Yeah, and I'll I'll add there. I think, really ultimately between us, it's all just about light back into this Greenville community. And I've been a shadow cast over the world, frankly. And if there's something that we and the people of Greenville can do to bring the light back, this could be a start. And, I think that these are people that support us on a daily basis. When you go to a restaurant and your favorite restaurant in Greenville, it's local, you know the owner, you give a tip, and that waiter, that waitress, they rely on those tips even more so than their paycheck. We plan on paying for these box lunches and adding gratuity to it, because we don't want it to just be, hey, can you cut us a deal for these box lunches? No, we want to support those businesses, and we want to make sure that we're taking care of them. And then obviously with one of the most important pieces being taking those meals to give a breath of fresh air to the people on the front lines who probably need it more than most, because they're putting their lives at risk. Some of them can't even go home because they don't want to get anybody, their family members sick. So if it can shed light, that's what we're here to do. And that's what I think people will rally around. So,
yeah. And it's kind of to your point, shedding some light. I mean, I think the likelihood is pretty high that when, these medical professionals get 10 minutes to get some lunch, they're getting fast food, which is fine, once or twice a week, but it might be nice to have a really good local meal, something that's prepared with some effort and where it's coming from. And that would be uplifting for me. And I'm sure that's just, like you said, kind of a little ray of light in some pretty dark times. So.
Absolutely. You've seen so many acts of kindness through all of this, like you said, the dark times that are happening. It's been so amazing to watch communities come together to be so kind, and particularly to these frontline medical professionals, like you said, that might not be able to see their families or risking their lives to keep us safe. So I think that's amazing. And yes, it does make a difference for them to receive something like this and, obviously brighten their day even slightly with everything that they're going through. So if somebody wanted to buy a shirt to participate in this, where would they go online, or how would they search this?
So if a in particular person was looking to purchase a shirt, there's two different sources that they can use. I was going to mention to you that we could share the link with you. I don't know if there's a place that we can post it on the podcast website that I think
we will absolutely post it. Yes,
because that would be a direct link to our Dapper Inc. page. You'll notice the shirt's right there. Even if you, and that's where I'll add the plug, that in the event that you want to purchase a shirt to show your support, that's great. We also have, a GoFundMe page that's connected to our Dapper Inc. page. So if you were looking to buy a shirt and donate, or you just wanted to buy, or you just wanted to donate, you would have options there. So I think we can get that link attached to this podcast, and that's where individuals could go to buy a shirt, and then you can either go pick it up, or they will ship it for you directly to your home if you don't want to get out. We completely understand, and we'll have that taken care of for you as well.
That's amazing. So there is a spot on the GoFundMe side that if you didn't want a shirt, that you could just donate, and 100% of those proceeds then go to supporting local restaurants to feed frontline medical professionals.
Yes. So we wanted to let people have the options. Because obviously we wanted to support Dapper Inc., and they were willing to, kind of come together with us and say, hey, $10 of every shirt we can donate towards the cause. But if somebody wants to make an additional contribution, or if somebody just says, hey, I'm fine with the shirt, but I really just want to have all my proceeds go towards the restaurants and that feed the front lines. You can certainly do that as well. You can follow right through the Dapper Inc. website to the GoFundMe page, and 100% of those proceeds to go along with $10 of each shirt will all be used to purchase meals from local restaurants to the front lines. So
that's amazing. And you know how generous our community is. So for our listeners out there, please check out the links that we'll have posted on the site, and definitely support, because I think it's a great thing to not only support our local restaurants, but these medical professionals too. So you guys are just amazing for coming up with this concept. And I think partnering too with, you know, just a local company in terms of making the t-shirts within a 24-hour window for you all. And they are beautiful. I do like them. So I'll definitely be ordering mine. I like the purple color, of course, not that that will surprise anybody. But yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to supporting. So kudos to you guys for the great work that you continue to do in the community. And, you know, I just have to say, I want to give a plug, a little shout out to the Greenville Chamber, because I think, and I could be wrong, but I feel like how you two met was potentially through the Pacesetters program, because I was lucky enough to have Alex's now wife, but fiance yes. at the time, Dr. Pickett and I were mentors for the Pacesetters program. And Tommy and Juliana were in the group together, and that's how everybody kind of connected, which was great for us, because obviously, Alex, with you being an alum of the program, we're so proud of just the Clemson family and the culture that's developed here of people wanting to give back and make a difference in the community. So we're so proud of you.
Well, it's certainly, yeah, I've been very fortunate. The connections that have been made, the network that I've was able to create through the MBA program, and even the technical skills that I learned, I still use every day in my role at Southern Tide. So very thankful for all the support that I received from the program and during the program and even afterwards. So.
We don't let you go away, right?
No.
But I usually close with some silly questions, but I'm not going to do that today because I think it's really important. And Tommy and I talk about this a lot is mental health. And this is a crazy time for a lot of people. And it's really hard to stay positive sometimes with everything that's going on and so much unknown. So I just want to hear from you both. What are you doing to stay in a good headspace? Whether it's running, whether it's, I've started a list actually of things that are bringing me joy during this time, whether that's cheesy or not. But, and just as an example, like the Cincinnati Zoo does a safari every day. It's been the coolest thing. That's just awesome. And of course, they're trying to raise money because they're closed, but you're learning so much and you're seeing kind of the ins and outs of things. Josh Gad, who plays Olaf in Frozen, reads stories to kids every night at 7:30. Just have you seen things like this? And is this some of the stuff that's keeping you going? I know I got to give one more plug on one of my favorite things. As you both know, I love rap and hip hop music, and Timberland and Swiss Beats are doing this Versus deal with producers and songwriters. I am so there. So that's been, it's been interesting to see how people, I mean, they had 200,000 people on the other night together watching this battle of producers. So there, I've now bared my soul to you of what I've been up to keep in the right frame of mind on top of trying to keep running. So what have you guys been doing? What has brought you some joy during this dark time, aside from just being good humans and giving back to the community?
I've started watching celebrities, specifically comedians and actors that mostly do comedy, so Will Ferrell, people like that, tell each other dad jokes, and they're hilarious. And they have to try to do it without laughing, and it's the funniest thing. It's hilarious. They last like 35 seconds without laughing at these jokes, and they're not even funny. It's just funny watching people try not to laugh at how bad they are. But I've just been spending a lot of time walking the dogs. We have a horse, so get to go drive out to Pickens, and there isn't anybody out there, so just get to spend some time out there, just enjoy. We've had some really nice weather, so.
Oh yeah, Oliver, my golden retriever is on my list too. I was telling Dr. Pickett we might have to revisit the bring dog to work policy because I think he's gonna miss me when I'm gone. He's been by my side nonstop throughout this whole thing, so
he's, oh yeah, I think
he's my therapy dog.
I think I'm gonna have two dogs that are gonna need therapy humans after we go back to work. Oh. I'm not gonna know what to do.
Tommy, how about you?
Yeah, along the same lines. Dog has certainly been spoiled over this time. So it's going to be weird for him, I'm sure, when we are not around and working full schedules again. Other than that, I'll say one plus to all this has been all this craziness has been that I've actually reconnected with a lot of people that I probably wouldn't have.
Mm-hmm.
COVID-19, like there's people that I went to school with that I haven't spoken to in years, and through our, you know, Zoom and WebEx calls, you know, with mutual friends of ours that have stayed in touch, you know, I've been introduced to one of my friends that lives in California that I went to school with 7 years ago, and 8 years ago now, and you know, he introduced me to his wife on a Zoom call because we haven't seen each other in so long, and wow. You just lose touch with people when they live on the other side of the country sometimes, and time has a way of sliding by. So, yeah, I'd say keeping in touch with friends has been key to it, whether it be a Zoom call or just, you know, phone call. We've been doing a lot of puzzles. I'll be honest, we're working on a 3,000 piece Beatles puzzle.
Oh wow!
It's got like 100 Beatles songs on it.
That's an undertaking.
I think we thought it was a good idea, but now we literally walk over to it every night, work on it for about 5 minutes, and then it's like, okay, yeah, no.
I'm over this.
I'm stressed enough at work. We can go back to the TV now.
So. I was gonna say that one sounds a little stressful, Tommy.
Yeah. Hey, Tommy, I do want to just echo your sentiment. I think one of the things that's been really cool is the connecting with people. I mean, even the, you know, my group of five best friends, you know, we talk pretty regularly, but we've talked a lot more since all of this and done video calls, and we're probably talking every other day at this point, just checking in with people. So that's been really cool. I don't know that, and I hope it continues after all of this is through, and I'm sure it will, but just getting into the habit of checking in on people has been refreshing.
Well, and I think it's a great lesson for us all. Like you said, I thought about that the other day, you know, that we don't, when life goes back to normal, that we don't forget these moments too of reconnecting with people and wanting to check in with our friends and family members to make sure everybody's okay. And it'll be interesting to see what the new normal really is. But that's definitely something that I've thought about too, is making sure that, you know, once this is all over, you don't forget to pick up the phone and call your 96-year-old grandma every other day to make sure that, you know, she's still doing her thing. So yeah, it is amazing. But I do want to thank you both so much for your time. I know you're both so busy right now with Greenville Strong, so I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to me for a few minutes. And I really call to action for everybody out there. Please go support Greenville Strong. Buy a shirt, give a meal to a frontline worker in the hospital system, or just donate on the GoFundMe page. And of course, that money goes directly to support local restaurants that will be providing meals to these medical professionals in our community. You know, it just gives me such great hope talking to you two, because you're both such connected young professionals that want to make a difference in the world. And I'm just so proud to be able to connect with you on this. And I wish you guys all the best and so much success going forward, and I'll look forward to the next time that we can all get together in person.
Nice.
It will be so nice. So thank you for joining us in one. Take care, stay well, and we'll talk soon. Have a magical day.
This episode was produced by the Clemson University MBA program and sponsored by the Pfeiffer Innovation Hub.
Thanks for listening to the Clemson MBA in One podcast. Hear more stories at www.clemson.edu/MBA/podcast.